here's a story from The World.
Cherry blossom season is underway in Japan. People walk, picnic, and stage photo shoots beneath the blossoms during the fleeting weeks they're in bloom. This year, Kyoto's flowers reached their peak bloom on Friday, the earliest date since records began in the 9th century. The World's Carolyn Beeler reports on how a nation's fascination with the bloom provides a window into our changing climate.
Cherry blossom season starts with the first smell of spring, at least according to Nozomi Uematsu.
We are always anticipating this kind of moment of cherry blossom.
She remembers as a kid growing up outside of Tokyo, watching the first buds start to emerge.
Always waiting. When is the full bloom? When is the full bloom?
Japanese newspapers print official forecasts. YouTubers explain how to plan the best picnic under the white and pink branches.
Hey guys, today we are in Ueno, and we are going to show you how to have the best hanami experience in Japan. Let's go!
This fascination dates back centuries. Uematsu is now a Japanese studies lecturer at the UK's University of Sheffield and says mentions of watching cherry blossoms in Japanese poetry date back to the 8th century.
Around that time, really, aristocrats really started planting the cherry blossom and then having a party, including reading poetry.
Diaries and chronicles written by emperors, aristocrats, governors, and monks in Kyoto provide a surprisingly complete look at when cherry blossoms have flowered over the past 1,200 years. Yasuyuki Aono, a scientist at Osaka Prefecture University, has tracked the dates that blossoms hit their peak bloom back to the year 812 using those written records. Since about 1800, the data suggest full flowering dates have gradually been moving earlier. And this year, the blooms in Kyoto hit their official peak on March 26, earlier than ever recorded. Tracking when and how plants and animals change with the seasons is called phenology. Teresa Crimmins is the director of the USA National Phenology Network.
So phenology is this funky, old-fashioned word for a phenomenon that we are all really quite familiar with.
Written records of everything from grape harvests in Europe to the arrival of migratory birds in North America help scientists piece together the phenological record. As global temperatures rise, many spring things are happening earlier and fall things are happening later. But these changes aren't happening in sync. A classic example, a flower might bloom earlier in a warmer year, but the bee that pollinates it might be on the same old schedule.
And when that occurs, when we have years where things don't line up, there's losers all around. The plants that depend on the pollination service don't necessarily get it. And the pollinators that are depending on those flowers as a food source can suffer as well.
For most species, scientists don't have the long phenological record they do for Kyoto's cherry blossoms. So they're just starting to get a sense of how relationships are changing between paired species, like plants and their pollinators, or migratory birds and what they eat during stopovers. Who knows, maybe evidence from today's YouTube videos will help scientists tackling those kinds of questions 1,200 years from now. For The World, I'm Carolyn Beeler.